welcome to Between the Lines, which is Kearney County's community calendar for the week of April 16th, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I am your host, Richard. To begin with, remember that at the library, we have a couple of displays going on right now. We have Winona Jabbar's egg display that she has brought them to share with everybody. She has different eggs from around the world, and some she has crafted herself. And also in our meeting room, we have 5 quilts that were made by Roxy Brookman. So if you're into quilts, you might come by, see how she crafted those and designed them, and just swing by and say hi to us. We'd be glad to see you here at the library. With the stormy season coming into being, just to let everybody aware that in the case of tornadoes, the tornado sirens will sound. They are 2 to 3 minute blasts in a 10-minute span, and it will repeat over and over until the warning is over. If you are needing a storm shelter during that time, the shelter here in Lakin is at the basement of the courthouse. The shelter in Deerfield is the high school locker room, and you will need to enter at the northwest door. Also, for the Kearney County residents, there's an alert system that is available. You can get alerted about emergencies and other important community news by signing up for this system. The system enables us to provide you with critical information quickly in a variety of situations, such as severe weather, unexpected road closures, missing persons, and evacuations of buildings or neighborhoods. You will receive time-sensitive messages wherever you specify, such as your home, mobile, or business phones, an email address, text messages, or there are other options. You can go to www.kearneycountykansas.com and you can sign up for this service. If you have any additional questions, you can call Don Robertson at 620-271-4769 or 620-355-6192. The City of Lakin's annual spring cleanup is going to be April 24th through 28th. The materials must be separated and stacked near the alley. Materials are required to be separated into piles by type, such as plastic, metal, wood, and appliances. Items that contain a combination of materials, such as wood and metal, require that the metal and wood be separated. Tires must be removed from the rims, and no vehicles will be picked up. If items are not separated, they will not be picked up. For larger items, please contact the city office to make arrangements for pickup at 355-6252, and the city appreciates your cooperation. The Deerfield Summer Celebration 2017 fundraiser is going to be Friday, April 21st from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the Deerfield Community Center. We will have a dinner, and this is where the theme will be revealed. The dinner is a fish fry and or Grandma's Sloppy Joe's, beans, coleslaw, a beverage, and a dessert. Free will donations will be accepted. You can pre-order your 2017 Deerfield Summer Celebration shirts, and there are giveaways for the kids and prizes. So anybody interested, be sure to go to the Deerfield Community Center on April 21st at 5:30. The Bronc Backers Athletic Activities Awards Banquet will be Sunday, April 7th at 6 p.m. at the Kearney County Fair Building. Tickets are $5, and tickets are on sale now at the high school office. The high school students need to RSVP at the high school office as well. So if you want to attend this banquet, be sure to stop by the high school office and pick up your ticket. The Kearney County Republicans are meeting Monday, April 17th at 6:30 p.m. at the Kearney County Library. If you're interested, be sure to stop by. If you want more information about this, you can contact Celia Beamer at 620-355-8096. This upcoming week for the Senior Center, on Monday the 17th, there's PATH exercises at 10. Golden Agers is at 12. On Tuesday, they have coffee at 8, yoga is at 10, and from 1 to 3, the Kansas Commission on Veterans Affairs will be there, and walk-ins are welcome. On Wednesday, they have coffee at 8, PATH exercises at 10, 10:45 Bible study, and at noon, the meal site is back, and for the lunch on that date, they will have fish, coleslaw, French fries, cornbread, ice cream sundae bar. On Thursday the 20th, they have coffee at 8, yoga at 10, and at 1:30 is a craft. On Friday the 21st, there's coffee at 8. At 10 o'clock, PATH exercises. At 11 o'clock, Balavistics. And at 1, Bridge Club. This upcoming week for the Deerfield School System, on Tuesday the 18th, there's middle school track at Moscow starting at 3 p.m. And on Friday the 21st, there's a teacher in service from 7:20 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And then high school track at South Gray, and it starts at 3 p.m. And for this upcoming week for the Lakeland School System, on Monday there's no school, so be aware of that. However, there's a high school JV baseball game here against Wichita County at 4 p.m. On Tuesday the 18th, there's high school track at Scott City. It starts at 9:30 in the morning. There's high school varsity boys golf at Southwestern Heights. It begins at 3 p.m. There's also high school JV boys golf at Syracuse. It begins also at 3 p.m. And then there's high school softball. It is here against Ulysses at 4 p.m. On Thursday the 20th, you have middle school track at Cimarron at 11 a.m. High school JV boys golf at Elkhart at 3 p.m. and high school baseball at Sublette at 4 p.m. On Friday the 21st, there's kindergarten roundup. High school track at Holcomb at 3 p.m. and high school boys golf at Wichita County at 3 p.m. And then this Saturday, the 22nd, the high school will be having its prom. So all the students and sponsors, have a good time at your prom this year. For the Extension office, there's a couple of things for this upcoming week. On Thursday the 20th, there's the DCCC 4-H College and Career Day. And then on Saturday the 22nd, there's the Stanton County Beef Show. For the Lakeland Recreation Commission, on Monday the 17th, there's PIO at 7 p.m. On the 18th, there's PIO at 5:30 in the morning, instructional soccer at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday the 19th, there's sewing at 1. On Thursday the 20th, there's PIO at 5:30 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. And then on Saturday the 22nd, there's youth soccer at 10 a.m. The Kearney County Museum is open Tuesdays through Friday from 9 to 4 in the afternoon. If you're interested in looking at the local artifacts, be sure to stop by the museum. If you have family or friends or relatives coming into town, be sure to take them by. There might be something of interest for them as well, and you can share in the local history. Other activities within the county, on Tuesday the 18th, there's Masonic Lodge at 7:30, Lake and AA meeting at 8 o'clock. In Deerfield, there's Learn and Play time from 2:30 to 3:30 at the Family Learning Center. On Wednesday the 19th, there's TOPS at the Memorial Building. 6 to 8 is weigh-in, and at 8 o'clock will be the meeting. On Thursday the 20th, remember, immunizations are at the Kearney County Health Nurse's Office from 9 o'clock to 11, and then again from 1 to 3. There's a fire meeting at 6:30. Lake and Gun Club at 7, Eastern Star at 7:30, and Lake and AA meeting at 8 o'clock. One activity outside of our county that's just north of us in Leota, there will be a 5th Annual Wind and Wills Festival at the Wichita County Fairgrounds. That is going to be Saturday the 15th. That's this coming Saturday. It is going to start at 9 a.m. and last to 4 p.m., so if you're interested and want to make the drive north to Leota, the 5th Annual Wind and Wheels Festival will have music, a bouncy house for the kids, a bike scavenger hunt, giant kites. They have the spring market, balloon animals, food, of course, and a car show. And remember, this is at the Wichita County Fairgrounds. That's going to do it for us this week. We hope everybody out there enjoys the upcoming week with their family and friends. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakeland Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.